This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, February the 23rd, 2017. I'm David Knight. We have some interesting guests who are going to be joining us later in the show. We have in the next segment Bruce Fein. Of course, he was appointed to be a general counsel for the FCC. And his capacity there, he was instrumental in dropping the fairness doctrine, which really gave birth to talk radio. And so this is a guy who's been on the side of freedom. He was involved with representing Ed Snowden's parents against the NSA surveillance, the Orwellian surveillance. He's worked with Rand Paul and talking about the warrantless searches of Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. This is going to be an interesting discussion. He's going to talk to us about the current state of government. And we're also going to be joined later in the third hour with James Wesley Rawls. He has survivalblog.com, and he's going to talk to us about ways that you can securely transmit information. And when I saw that, it had an interesting connection with this story that we see on the Drudge Report today about a Danish man who filmed himself burning the Quran and now being charged with blasphemy. This is a crime that no one's been charged with in Denmark for 46 years. And this was a video that he recorded in 2015, December 2015. So here they are, 14 months later, charging him for a crime that they have now decided is essentially a new crime because they haven't, it's an obscure thing that's on the book. So now they're coming after him. So here's the deal, folks. You want to put stuff out there on social media? You want to transmit emails? Put data on the cloud? Understand that you're creating a dossier on yourself to be prosecuted in the future for things that become crimes in the future. This is disturbing on a number of levels. It's not just the fact that they're shutting down his freedom of speech. It's not just the fact that the Danes have this wrong. You know, one of the things that President Grant said was the best way to get rid of a bad law is to vigorously enforce it. Maybe they'll realize that they got this all wrong. The government is not there to defend a religion. The government is there to defend your free speech and your free exercise of your religion. And he was exercising his free speech as he was showing scorn for the other religion. He has a right to do that. That's the way we understand this in the United States. But, of course, that may not be the understanding in the future. So you need to make sure that you are not on social media. So we're going to talk to James Wesley Rawls about that. Now, in the ongoing attack, and every day it's a new high-profile attack on Alex Jones. 2 days ago, we had Google and their surrogate AdRoll say, we're not going to carry your ads. Then we see that Homeland, that's on television, has created an Alex Jones character, and they're going to tie him into somebody who's presumably going to go crazy and commit an act of terrorism. And now we've got Stephen Colbert coming after Alex Jones, calling him President Trump's caps lock advisor. Because, you know, you're not supposed to raise your voice. You're not supposed to ever express passion. And, of course, don't ever, ever question the government's official story, because then they'll call you a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, we're not going to be cowed down by this. But this is them coming to Edison. Of course, the article that Paul Joseph Watson put out about the Homeland attack on and smear on Alex Jones. The guy gives a spot-on impersonation of Alex when he's passionate. And as Watson pointed out, it says two things. Number one, it says that we're part of the zeitgeist and they can't ignore us. Number two, they can't defeat us with the news, because when MSNBC and these other people at Morning Joe come in and Mika Brzezinski says, Trump could tell people, control what people think. That's our job. Our job as a media is to control what people think. And I said last night when we were talking about this, I said, that's not what we see as our job here at InfoWars. Our job is not to control what you think. Our job is to help you to think, to encourage you to think, to give you the facts that the people who are trying to control you don't want you to see, to get you to question authority. Instead, they call us conspiracy theorists when we question their official story. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Bruce Fein. Yeah.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, February the 23rd, 2017. We're going to be talking to Bruce Fine. Anybody that doesn't know who Bruce Fine is at this point, this is going to be an interesting half hour. Of course, he was appointed general counsel for the FCC, and in that capacity, he spearheaded the effort to remove the fairness doctrine. See, if you want free speech, as the First Amendment says, you've got to get government out of the way. And once they did that by repealing the fairness doctrine, it gave birth to talk radio. Then he assisted Congressman Bob Barr in drafting articles of impeachment against Bill Clinton for committing perjury. Yeah, that's right. Bill Clinton was not impeached for having an affair, folks, in spite of all of the efforts of Ken Starr and the mainstream media to make you think that. He was impeached for perjury. Then he went on to serve on the American Bar Association's Task Force on Presidential Signing Statements. He has represented Ed Snowden's parents and the surveillance of American citizens with the NSA, the unconstitutional surveillance. Also worked with Rand Paul on that issue. And talking about the metadata collection program, when they tell you that metadata is not important, don't believe them. It is the most important thing. It is far more important than listening to your conversations or reading your emails. With metadata, they can put together an entire profile on you. That is the fastest growing area of surveillance, is metadata. And of course, they do that under the Section 215 of the Patriot Act. And you might remember when we had Michael Hayden, go to Washington and Lee Law School and brag about the fact that he said, I didn't need any Section 215 to spy on people. I had a direct order from the president. So he didn't care about the Patriot Act. He doesn't care about the Constitution. If he gets an order from the president, he does it. And he brags about it. It was really, I had an order from the president. That is how close we are to a total dictatorship. People accept that. People don't notice it. Even when we report it, people don't care. But someone who does care is Bruce Fine joining us now. Is Bruce Fine. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Fine.
Fighting me.
Let's talk a little bit about the military-industrial complex, because we've had some news happen in the last couple of days. Of course, we've had a very unusual trip by John McCain, who's traveled secretly to Syria to meet with so-called moderate rebels there, these people who have been getting weapons sent to them. And, of course, it was reported by antiwar.com that CIA's arms for Syrian rebels were frozen for the last month or so. I wonder, do you think that's going to change now that Michael Flynn is gone? Because he was the one who was talking about it. We had Seymour Hersh who was talking about it, quoting Michael Flynn, saying there the government, the CIA, is arming these rebels in Syria. We are arming ISIS, and it stopped for the first month while he was there. You think that's going to change now?
Well, if I could just step back for a moment to try to paint the landscape we're operating on, which is truly frightening. You know, you mentioned, for example, the indiscriminate surveillance collection of metadata on all Americans, but think of this. We now have in the White House, who was ever the occupant, Republican, Democrat, man or woman, the claimed power to kill anybody on the planet, to play prosecutor, judge, jury, executioner, to kill anyone the president decides is an imminent threat based on secret evidence. He invokes state secrets to cover up, you know, why he chose somebody to be killed. There's no oversight by Congress. So we have now endowed the presidency with more power than King George III. I mean, he's virtual God.
Yeah.
And all that it restrains him is just his own sense of who he wants to kill and who he doesn't. But it's not law anymore. Could you imagine this? If you could kill anybody you wanted, and courts could never look at it because you've got state secrets. You don't ever have to explain why you thought somebody was a danger. I mean, you would be the very definition of a tyrant. But that's just background to show that we're so far away from having any constitutional dispensation that our founding fathers would be wondering, why do we show up at Lexington and Concord and Valley Forge if all we did is get back to King George III in even worse shape? But putting that
aside, we have much worse shape because he never had these kind of weapons, did he? He never had the ability to hit anybody. And, you know, I think it's interesting, before we move on to this other stuff, I think it's interesting when we look at this, that these very tools now, it's even worse than that because we don't know who the dictator is. It's really the dark state who can take down the president, as we see with these. They're now turning the surveillance against members of his cabinet who would oppose them in their secret wars.
Well, true enough. But remember, the president still, and I've been through every presidency for 50 years with Nixon, and the president does it, it means not illegal.
Now,
Donald Trump could fire, if he wanted to, the CIA head, NSA, or whatever, if he thought they're spying on his own administration. They don't only spy on the administration, they spy on members of Congress. There's nobody exempt. They spy on the judges. I mean, the surveillance program that Mr. Snowden revealed showed that there were no exempt categories, not you, not me, not Supreme Court justices, not members of Congress, nobody. They just vacuum clean everything.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there's not been an instance, you know, if a president really wanted to say, well, you're fired, I'm putting somebody new, that wouldn't be complied with. If it was, then you're right. At that point, we no longer have law and we're back to a state of nature. So we just need to make sure that there's accountability. And the accountability that's even worse is the cowardice of Congress. Now, we talk about, well, is the president going to do this or that in Syria? Well, it's Congress under the Constitution that's supposed to declare war. It's Congress that's supposed to decide this. And, you know, they go to the White House like Henry IV at Canossa and beg, well, please don't do this, please don't do that. It's their decision. You know, and they run away from everything. They don't even want to decide, you know, where transgender people can go to the toilet. It's all the executive branch. And that's totally turning the Constitution on its head. The accountable members who have the most transparency and have greater access to influence by their constituents is the legislative branch, and that's where the Constitution entrusts it. You know, we have, over the last decades, as we've become an empire and be more concerned about a president being president of the world than being president of the United States, being more concerned by controlling what's going on in Nepal or Iraq or Baghdad or Manila than we are on Detroit or Chicago, we have transferred virtually limitless power to the executive. And the other two branches are now virtual ink blots. Which is very, very dangerous, and certainly the opposite of what we call, you know, government by the consent of the governed. Because as you point out, how does the executive branch operate? Largely in secrecy. You know, what we know comes from leaks, you know, that come out, not because they're sunshine.
Which is
different than when typically you look at the Congress or the judicial branch, they operate in the open.
And when you talk about Congress abdicating its authority, they've abdicated it to these regulatory agencies who then pass rules that have the same effect as laws, except they maintain that these are civil laws. So we don't have any Sixth Amendment protection. We don't have the assumption of innocence. We have a presumption of guilt, and they can assess excessive fines against us. We don't get a trial in their courts. And so that's the really dangerous thing about it. We not only have taxation without representation and excessive fines, but we also have legislation without representation, don't we?
Well, that's right. And you're exactly right. And Congress then sits there after they delegate and give all the power to the agencies. Then they'll stand up real brave on the floor of Congress and say, my gosh, the EPA is out of control, or Department of Interior is out of control, or the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission. But the reason why they're out of control is because Congress gave them all the delegation. It's like a parent complaining after they give the teenager the keys to the car. You know, when he's drunk, he goes out and he has a crash. Well, duh, what do you think's going to happen? These legislators know exactly what the agencies are going to do. They studiously seek to avoid accountability in deciding anything. So they say, okay, we'll give it elsewhere, and then we'll run away and carp when they do something wrong.
A good example of that is Nancy Pelosi, isn't it? When she said, well, we don't know what it is. We'll have to pass it and then find out because we're going to hand it over to a bureaucracy.
Yeah. Well, the Orlando and Dodd-Frank, I mean, my gosh, that monstrosity, literally thousands of rulemakings because Congress didn't want to decide anything. You know, the fact is, if it's too complicated for Congress to decide, it's too complicated for the government to get involved in at all. They can't write the darn statute with sufficient specificity to have the policy come back and be accountable to them, then don't write it at all. You know, they got experts that they can call before Congress. I testify up there regularly, so don't tell us it's because only the agency and expertise. You can get all the expertise you want. It's that you, as a member of Congress now, wants to run and hide from the American people, wants to blame everything on everybody else, and then go back and say, well, please elect me because I like being an ornament and don't decide anything. That's the cause of this. And that in as bad as the executive branch has been, it pales in comparison to the congressional branch. I mean, it's turned into a virtual, you know, it's almost like a mafia shop. If you want to be on a committee or be a chairman of the committee, you got to raise hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars for the particular political campaign committee that you're serving under. It's not merit-based. It's not based upon how much you know what you're doing. It's all it is money there. And so in order to get your legislation passed, you know, you got to go raise money for the party, which is totally wrong-headed. You want people who know how to do oversight because of what their brains are and what their character is. So that is where, in my judgment, the greatest amount of non-feasance, if you will, is occurring. We have got to get Congress back in the business of being accountable, kick them out if they're not willing to be accountable, get people who will do real oversight, make the government smaller. No, despite all of the claims on both liberal and conservative sides, you and I know every single year for 50 years or more, no matter what the pledges are, the government goes in one direction. What one? Gets bigger. You know,
they
talk about tax cuts. They talk about scaling back this or that. Well, how come every single year? No, that budget keeps climbing. Now it's $4.3 trillion. You know, the Federal Register gets thicker and thicker. The number of laws gets thicker and thicker. Our liberty is more and more encroached on. It's a one-way street. And that's because Congress lets it go a one-way street and won't stand up for our liberty.
Well, we're hoping that things were going to change. We were able to get Boehner out, and then we got Paul Ryan in, and he's a perfect example of how these guys abdicate their authorities you're talking about to these bureaucrats, and then they come riding in like a knight on a white horse, and we just literally had Paul Ryan taking an interest in the border for the first time. That's what he was elected for. The Republicans were elected in Congress. It's one of the things that was key in the election. So for the first time, he takes an interest in the border, and he goes down there and rides around on his horse. We're going to come right back with Bruce Fine. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Fine. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to our guest, Bruce Fine, in just one moment. You may have caught our broadcast. We played excerpts from that in the last hour. Our broadcast yesterday, 13-hour live broadcast. Why did we do that? Well, We try to fund our operation not by getting sponsors, because we knew we were open to boycotts there, but we tried to do it by selling the very best quality products that we could find, supplements and other things like that. We're going to tell you some of the specials that we have on that at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a site that is not political. These ads that we run for colloidal silver, super male vitality, brain force, things like that, they're not political. And yet, we now have AdRoll as a surrogate for Google saying, we're going to boycott your ads. So this is not organizing a sponsor boycott, but they're not going to boycott our ads. So in response to that, we did a 13-hour broadcast yesterday. We now have extended the specials that were part of that broadcast. Super Bullet, colloidal silver, 33% off stock price. Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Brain Force, 25% off. Super Survival Shield X2, 25% off. And our new product, Caveman, 33% off. And, of course, that is a paleo supplement that has bone broth, turmeric root, other things like that. Take a look at that. That's a great-tasting supplement there to help your health. We've also put some lithographs on sale. We have a top-quality lithograph that was done by an artist who is official portrait artist for the Republican National Committee. We have a lithograph just 1995 of Trump, another one for Ronald Reagan. And, of course, we have free Alexa Pure with 3 months InfoWars Select Storable Food Supply. That's a big special as well. So support our operations. Support your health. Go to our non-political site, InfoWarsStore.com, and defeat the boycott that we have going against us from Google. I want to go back to our guest right now, Bruce Lyon. Bruce, we have a couple of minutes left. Where would you like to go with this? Would you like to talk about the Supreme Court appointment, or what would you like to talk about?
Well, I think that the greatest threat to our liberties really is this permanent warfare state, and it doesn't relate to Trump or Obama or Bush. We've been in this state really ever since Eisenhower warned, in 1961 about this military-industrial counterterrorism complex, and we need to go back to the framers. We want invincible self-defense. We're spending, trillions of dollars on trying to defend other people and control the whole world. Well, I want to control the United States. That's what the purpose of our Constitution is. Not to make the world safe for democracy, to make the United States safe for liberty. That's what our goal is. And we have to shut down this idea that somehow our greatness is dependent upon how many other people we can tell how they ought to live their lives. Doesn't mean we should blind ourselves. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't arm ourselves in self-defense to retaliate if anyone has the audacity to attack us. We should bring those troops abroad, hundreds of bases in literally hundreds of countries. We need to bring them here to defend our borders, to defend us, to defend our sea lanes, our air lanes, our cyberspace, not everybody else's. And we have this juvenile thrill, we look great because we're in everybody else's backyard. But the United States is not about controlling other people. It's about having a liberty-centered universe for Americans. That's what our country is about. We are great when we give everybody a fair opportunity to develop their faculties, pursue their ambitions, and enjoy liberty without domestic or foreign predation. We are not great by building pyramids, going to the moon, or any other place. Individuals can do that. That's not the business of government. We are a government that is there to serve the people. The people don't serve the government. And we have gotten away from that with a $4.3 trillion budget. And it's thought that the government does everything and the people do nothing. No, it's the other way around. And we need to slowly retract, the size and the scope of government activities so we recognize that our true ambition and vision, our true birth certificate, is liberty, not domination.
Absolutely. And, we cannot give freedom to other people. Freedom is something you have to take for yourself. We cannot give it to people. And we have gone through this process over and over again of regime change. And all we do is leave a country in ruins. And when we try to do this, I'm so concerned about all these people who are saying, well, the refugees have a right to come into our country. Where was their right not to be attacked? Where were these people when Obama started expanding the wars to other places and bombing them to create the refugees in the first place? Why didn't they criticize that?
You're exactly right. And what this is what I thought was crazy, if you will, about, you know, this preoccupation with Mrs. Clinton, as bad as it was, on Benghazi. But how about Mrs. Clinton created 2 million refugees fleeing Libya, you know, going all over Europe, all across the Mediterranean, thousands of people dying and drowning. You know, she took a country, turned it into the wilderness, and called it humanitarian. Why is the silence on that? You're exactly right. We create the refugees and then complain, and how come the refugees are coming here? Because we created them.
And we're still creating them. We're still creating them.
Peace itself. You know, in the Roman times, they used to turn the country into wilderness and call it peace.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't peace. You know, it's wilderness still. Even
we're out of time. We're out of time. Thank you so much. You're on fire for liberty. Thank you, Bruce Fine.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
There we go. That was a B-roll of Paul Ryan riding to the border of Mexico. That's right. This guy got off of his high horse in Washington, and he finally made it to the border, finally showed some concern. But what he's going to do is he's going to use his visit to the border to push back against what Trump is doing. You can just bet on that. And of course, they talked about that when the Hill looked at that display there. They said he's not wearing a helmet. It's like, no, he doesn't. This is a photo op. He probably remembers, even if you don't remember, he probably remembers Michael Dukakis wearing a helmet and a tank and making a complete fool out of himself. And so there's some pictures of Dukakis. He looked like the guy from Honey, I Blew Up the Kids. And I don't think anybody really remembers that except for Michael Dukakis and a few other political junkies like myself that are old enough to remember that. But, yeah, we've got Paul Ryan going there, and it's really kind of fitting because, as I mentioned when we were talking to Bruce Fine, he was talking about how Congress has abdicated its power. They've thrown this over to the bureaucracy. They don't want to be held responsible for these regulations, and they create these massive regulations that they themselves would never really have time to do. See, that's the point. That's why we had a Congress. We had a Congress so we wouldn't go to war without deliberation. We had a Congress so they couldn't do 80,000 pages of new regulations a year. They wouldn't have the time to do that. They have to delegate that to other people. And then part of that is that when it all goes south and when these bureaucracies overstep their boundary, they can ride in like Paul Ryan, like a knight on a white horse, and tell us that they're there to save us from this big, bad bureaucracy that they gave this power to. But I think one of the worst things about it is how they create civil law, how they come up with these rules and regulations. We're about to have them mandate a bunch more stuff to be added to our cars that is going to spy on us. But, of course, we don't have any say-so on that. Our elected representatives don't have any say-so on it. They'll publish a rule, and then regardless of whether you respond to that rule or not, they'll do what they wish. And they'll mandate that new expensive black box that will tax and track you everywhere you go, because it's going to be talking not just to other cars. It's going to be talking to the highway. The highway will become the spyway. And this is one of the things that really concerns me. When we look at this infrastructure bill, there's two things that concern me about this. Yes, we do need infrastructure. The problem is that for a very long time, we have had people in charge of urban planning who hate automobiles because they hate our ability to move around independently, and they hate our ability to live outside of their control in the cities. That's part of Agenda 21. And so what they have refused to do is to expand our highways and our infrastructure. It's not negligence. Yes, we do go to other countries and we do bomb them into oblivion, and then we do make it a first priority to rebuild their infrastructure and not ours, where all ours crumbles. But the other part of it is that they don't really want us to have independent transportation. They don't want us to get out of the cities. And so when we look at this infrastructure bill, there's two things that can go wrong with this in a big way. Number one, we can fund it by turning it over to multinational corporations. And that's going to be far worse than anything that we would experience under TPP. We're going to wind up having these people, these banks, these foreign corporations like the Spanish toll road companies that finance our toll roads and then collect the money off of us. We've got one right here in Austin. It's gone bankrupt. Another one where I came from in North Carolina. Same people working on the same principle. Of course, it's going to go bankrupt as well. But, of course, that's going to be the taxpayer who then takes the hit, not the corporation, not the banks who financed it with the corporation. But we're going to turn over our infrastructure to foreign corporations, perhaps. We have to guard against that. We have to be aware of that not happening. We do need an infrastructure. We do need more capacity, just like we have here in Austin. We got, I think, 50 people a day moving here into Austin. They're not making the roads any wider. They've been working at the airport for 5 years, tearing this place up, never getting it finished. But, of course, all they did was they added one additional toll lane. That's all. Now, that's what we're going to see, I think, with the infrastructure. That's number one. But the other thing that could be even worse is if they use this infrastructure money to create a massive surveillance grid, to turn our highways into spyways, to watch us every bit of the way so that they can tax us to death, revoke human drivers from the highway, and only allow a monopoly of the government and its preferred corporations controlling our transportation with their autonomous driving cars. So those are the two things that we really need to look out for. Now, before we go, we've got an interesting video here of the Pope claiming that Muslim terrorism is a myth, and I want to play that for you. But before we do, one of the things that we were talking about with Bruce Fine, he said, if we allow this stuff to continue happening to us, why did our forefathers fight at Lexington and Concord? And I'm looking at Keith Ellison, who, of course, is running for the chair of the DNC. And he said, we need to begin investigations on impeaching Trump. Really? Really? For this ridiculous thing saying that because he has some foreign business interests with hotels that he is now receiving payments from foreign governments. Come on, that is such an absurd stretch. But I think Keith Ellison, Congressman Keith Ellison, is the one who needs to be impeached. He needs to be impeached for his opposition to the Second Amendment. And this came up in a program that happened just in the last day or so. But before we get to that, I just, you know, if you're going to come after the Second Amendment, if you're going to say we need to come after the Second Amendment, which he did when he was on with Bill Maher, and Dana Bash called him on this, if you're going to say that we have to do that, what about impeaching him for violating his oath to uphold the Constitution that he took on the Quran? Keith Ellison was the first one to take his oath to the Constitution on the Quran. See, one of the reasons that we do it on the Bible, even people who are not believers in Christianity, one of the reasons we do that is because our government is based on the principles that are in the Bible, the Judeo-Christian principles that are in the Bible. They're not based on the Quran. It's not based on Sharia law. So that's one of the reasons why we have that done. But let's talk about his opposition to that very Constitution that he took an oath to. Breitbart reports about how during Wednesday's Democrat leadership debate on CNN, DNC chair candidate Keith Ellison was questioned by Dana Bash about his comment on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher in 2014, where he said he wished the Democrat Party would come against the Second Amendment. He said, I remember that very well, he said to her when she asked him. He said, what I talked about was my grandfather's shotgun and the fact that I'm a turkey hunter. And she pushed back, and good for her. She said, well, I'll read you exactly what was said. Bill Maher said, then, why doesn't your party come out against the Second Amendment? It's the problem. And your response was, I sure wish they would. I sure wish they would. Now, let's look at the bigger context that's here in the Breitbart article. Before that, he said, I'm for gun control, but I don't think you've got to eliminate ownership of all guns in order to get some common sense gun rules. I mean, 27 children were just mowed down. Isn't that enough? One of our own colleagues, Gabby Giffords, was shot in the face. And then Maher asked, then why doesn't your party come out against the Second Amendment? It's the problem. And he says, I sure wish they would. I sure wish they would. And then after that, Maher said, common sense gun safety is BS. It means that there are 3,000 types of guns available in the U.S. and you want to ban about 200 of them. And Ellison said, no, what it means is that if you want to have grandpa's shotgun, have it. But get rid of the crazy military-style assault weapons. Well, let me explain something to you. When the Second Amendment was written, all guns were assault weapons, and they still are, folks. But all guns were military weapons. Black powder rifles, black powder muzzles, they didn't have shotguns even at that time. Okay, so that's a modern weapon. Let's get excited about that. But they were all military weapons. When they went to Lexington and Concord, they weren't just coming after the rifles and muskets. They were coming after cannons. That's what the militia had. That's what a free people have. They have the means to protect themselves against an invading army, whether that's an army of their own government or an army from a foreign government. Enemies, domestic or foreign, they had a cannon. When you look at the Texas flag, the come and take it flag, what's on that flag? Is it a musket? No, it's a cannon. Santa Anna came after the cannons, okay? That's what he was coming after. That's why they put that up there. So it's about military weapons. You can even go back to one of the first sham rulings of the Supreme Court on the Second Amendment. It was a case where they busted a guy for a sawed-off shotgun, and they said it wasn't a military weapon. Well, that's a flat-out lie. During the Civil War, they used sawed-off shotguns. That's what the guys who really did the damage were using. They said, hey, you know what? Instead of a saber, we can take a sawed-off shotgun and ride our horse through the lines of infantry. And that was very, very effective. So it had been used, and it had been used in World War I. It was a military weapon. And they went ahead with that court case, even though the defendant who was going to protest that, he died. And they continued on with that because they wanted to establish a precedent. They wanted to come after the Second Amendment, like Keith Ellison. So Keith Ellison is the one who ought to be impeached for violating his oath to the Constitution that he took on the Quran for the first time. But let's go to the Pope. Let's play this clip that we've got of the Pope talking about Muslim terrorism being a myth. And the first part of this is in Italian, so I need to read the subtitles to you. And I think I'm going to use my Father Guido Sarducci, my worst impression of Father Guido Sarducci from Saturday Night Live when I do this, because I want you to know that it's his words and not mine. And I want to emphasize the fact that when the Pope starts talking about politics or science, he is speaking ex cathedra. He doesn't have the authority of the church, and Catholics understand what that means. In fact, when the Pope speaks on politics and science, he himself is mocking his office, in my opinion, and he is opening himself up not only for criticism, but for outright ridicule. So let's play this video of the Pope explaining to us how Muslim terrorism is really simply a myth.
Muchos piensan distinto.
Many think differently, feel differently, seeking a God for meeting God in different ways. Into this crowd, into this range of religions, there is only one certainty we have of all. There is the fact that we are all the children of a God.
Father said today, notwithstanding new developments and the emergence of situations which are at times painful and even tragic, migration is still an aspiration to hope. The Pope noted that migration offers benefits both to the receiving nations and to the nations from which migrants come.
There are some of those benefits. The blessings of multiculturalism right there.
Pastoral workers play an important role through initiating dialogue, welcoming and assisting with legal issues, mediating with the local population. More than this, the church is a source of hope for migrants who often experience disappointment, distress and loneliness, and therefore everyone is worthy of being welcomed and supported.
He describes migration as a phenomenon, quote, which demands to be understood and confronted with sensitivity and a sense of justice.
And we say the B-roll, for those of you listening, we're watching people smashing, rioting,
while observing the law,
beating people.
Pope recalled that the attacks in Brussels were committed by young people born in Europe, but who'd not been integrated in society. He also recalled
that's
that
largely their parents' fault.
Is an immigrant or the son of immigrants, but they are perfectly integrated.
There were immigrants to blame for this riot in Stockholm. There is an increased level of crime. Assaults are up, rapes are up. This is just according to police statistics in Sweden.
Pope Francis is undoubtedly one of the biggest con men, one of the biggest frauds, one of the biggest liars in all of world history. He came out last year and said that it makes him basically nauseous to hear that Europe has Christian roots and shouldn't open itself up to the most radical, barbarous groups flooding out of the collapsing Middle East and North Africa. He's promoted a one-world religion. He has attacked America's sovereignty and warned us that we shouldn't elect President Donald J. Trump. And now he's come out in a public statement and said, Islamic terrorism does not exist. Merkel, the embattled Chancellor of Germany, has also come out in the same weekend, just last weekend, and said it doesn't exist and we need, quote, more Muslim refugees. Yeah, a bunch of military-age men pouring into the country. Here's the article. It's up on Infowars.com. It links directly to Pope Francis' own statements released by the Vatican. Pope Francis declares Muslim terrorism, this is a quote, Muslim terrorism does not exist, close quote, as he continues to set the stage for a one-world religion. What in the world is he thinking? Michael Schneider writing says, when I first started seeing headlines that claimed Pope Francis said that Muslim terrorism does not exist, I thought that couldn't possibly be true. After all, who could possibly deny that Islamic radicals are engaged in terrorism? In the last 30 days, there have been 127 Islamic terror attacks in a total of 25 nations. And in 2016, global terror attacks set an all-time record high, were up 25% from the year before. And he goes through Christians being slaughtered, the UN admitting there's an epidemic of it, what happened in Libya, Syria, with hundreds of thousands of Christians being killed or displaced. And Pope Francis sits there arrogantly saying it doesn't exist. Just like we don't see people in New York yesterday at a women's march doing the call to prayer, or women putting on hijabs in D.C. or Berlin, Or just like we don't see all these weird, bizarre Islamic groups actually leading the protest and demonstrations. No, we know the left and the globalists have allied themselves in an unholy alliance with Islam, Wahhabist, Sunni Islam out of Saudi Arabia, and that they are the destabilization force that is supposedly going to, quote, repopulate Europe. So the globalists take over Europe and the U.S., teach us not to have kids, then destabilize the Middle East, open up the borders, and bring in the most oppressive anti-family, anti-woman, anti-Christian groups you can imagine, who dress their little kids up with suicide bombs, have them march in and blow up Christian churches. It's unbelievable. This Pope, say what you want about Catholics in the past, but this Pope used blackmail dealing with pedophilia in the Vatican to overtake it and overthrow the church and bring their system in. And the good news is, not just conservative Catholics, but Catholics across the board are almost unanimously in leadership opposing him because he is a monster meant to destroy one of the oldest Christian institutions in the world. The West is on its deathbed. The globalists want it to fall before they bring in their technocratic global tyranny. And instead of the West falling, it's time for parasites like Pope Francis to fall politically, where everyone completely recognizes what a monster he is. They say the devil is the father of lies. Well, I ask you, is it true that Islamic terror does not exist? Is the Pope telling you the truth? Or is the Pope lying to you? And clearly he's lying, not just here, but in many other ways. He believes you will take his office, speaking ex cathedra, and will then accept a great delusion like Revelations talks about, and a great lie, all because the father or the pontiff told you so. Well, he is a father. He's a father of lies. He's a son of Baphomet by any measurement.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back to this live broadcast of the Alex Jones Show. And, of course, we had a 13-hour broadcast yesterday. I'm David Knight. And as part of that 13-hour broadcast, we offered you the Defense of Liberty specials. We now have those continued. If we're going to be boycotted, if we're going to have our ads boycotted, because we don't have sponsors, we fund ourselves by the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, a non-political site, serving ads that are non-political, the ads that we show of colloidal silver and Brain Force and Survival Shield, those are not political ads. That site, InfoWarsStore.com, is not political. But, of course, it is affiliated with InfoWars and Alex Jones, so you're not allowed to have a political opinion and sell anything, according to AdRoll, the surrogate for Google. So that's what they're doing. They're coming after us, boycotting our ads. And that is a massive financial hit on our organization. So we hope that you can find some products there that you can use, that you can also support our operation with. And then we have now extended the sale on some of our most popular products at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, is now 33% off. Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Brain Force, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, that is 25% off. Caveman, our new supplement there. Tastes like chocolate milk, but it's actually bone broth, turmeric root, other things. You can turn that into a smoothie, a very effective way to get the benefits of a paleo diet or to get the benefits of those nutrients, whether you're on a paleo diet or not. We've now put that 33% off. We have lithographs, $19.95, Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan lithographs. These are done by the artist that you've probably seen, the one that he did of Ronald Reagan. We have that there. Ronald Reagan in the cowboy hat, he did that for the RNC. He's the official artist for them. He's done one for Donald J. Trump as well. And we have another special. Free Alexa Pure with 3 months InfoWars Select Storable Food Supply. So we have all those specials there. Stand with us. Stand against the attacks on InfoWars. And they just keep coming. Whether it's a program like Homeland Security, trying in a melodramatic way to paint Alex Jones as a terrorist, or as we saw last night, Stephen Colbert mocking him as Donald Trump's caps lock advisor. The attacks keep coming because they can't ignore us and they can't defeat us in terms of the information. We are not trying to control what the public thinks, like Mika Brzezinski was saying. She said, that's our job. That's what the media thinks. They don't think that their job is to give you information that you can draw your own conclusions with. They will never question authority, and if you question authority, they dismiss you as a conspiracy theory site because you don't question what the government says. They don't. They just repeat their press releases. That's the purpose of Mika Brzezinski and these other people, just obediently put out the press releases that come from the government. So if you can stand with us, we would appreciate it at this hour of need. Now, I want to continue with what Alex Jones was just talking about in that report about the Pope. And let's talk about immigrant rights. Let's talk about refugee rights. What about the people who came here as people who were really being oppressed? We have a story from WND. Frightened Christians lose a battle over a U.S. mega mosque. And this is in Sterling Heights, Michigan. And these are Iraqi Christians, some of whom came here in 1989. And one of the women there, her great-grandfather, was crucified by Muslims in Iraq because he refused to remove the large gold cross he wore around his neck. And so they came here when she was 6 years old to escape that kind of persecution. So they had about 200 people show up at the city council. This is a community of about 50,000 people, Chaldean and Assyrian Christians, who have now moved to that area. But they're going to put a mega mosque there. And they said, we would rather not have this repeated, this pattern of persecution repeated. We're going to tell you more about this when we come back from the break, because I don't have enough time to go into this in detail. But this is what we're talking about, folks. We have seen this kind of terrorism, which is what Donald Trump said. They mocked him, even as riots were happening in Sweden. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists.